Darren Jarman, nowhere to be seen.
And he's turned the TV on, and there you all were, driving, and there was a cardboard cutout of DJ in the car.
This is The Bump, the one podcast SA footy fans need to hear, where the biggest names tackle the biggest South Australian footy stories. Roo, Dits, Bernie, Jars, and off the bench, straight from Melbourne lockdown, Limo. Triple M's The Bump.
Righto, bit of discipline this week, boys. You were out of control last week. I had to listen in my absence, so I am back. Christopher Dittmar here with the team. You've got Bernie Vince, you've got Limo, Roo and Jars. Today, fellas, we'll discuss the grand final. Who is going to win? The big granny at the Gabba. We'll talk trade news. Is there a Sydney defender on his way to Port Adelaide? Big news. We'll talk all about Jeremy Cameron going to Geelong. That is disgraceful. Should not be allowed to happen. And plenty of other things, including Ken Hinckley's tenure at Port Adelaide. What are you laughing at?
Well, if Jeremy Cameron went to Port, it'd be just fine, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Hang on. Yeah. Well, now that you've started.
And you need another key forward.
Let's talk about that right now. Roo, you're hot on this. How can a team, Geelong may well be the Premier's come this weekend. How can the Premier get the hottest property in football right now as a pick?
For nothing. Well, they can because the rules are wrong. The rules are. The rules should have been changed a few years ago. I don't think top four sides should be allowed to get free agents for nothing. If they want to get a free agent, they should have to trade for it. So they have to lose the equivalent amount of value to get the player to the club. I've said that 5 years ago, and I still believe it.
Bernie, Richmond got Tom Lynch, and now maybe Jeremy Cameron to Geelong, and it just keeps happening.
Well, Danaher to Brisbane.
Yeah, Danaher to Brisbane. This shouldn't be allowed.
Needs to change, doesn't it? And go back a little bit. We lost Chip Frawley from Melbourne. He went to Hawthorn, won a flag the next year.
Lose him. You gave him away because you got picked three for...
They're the rules, Roo.
I know, but you didn't lose him.
And he stepped into a team that had gone off back-to-back premiers and they were premiers again.
You pushed him out the door to get pick three because he was worth about pick 20.
Yeah, you're doing the same thing with Crouchy at the moment, Roo.
I'll take it from here, guys. Franklin was thieved from Hawthorn and we got basically nothing.
You got pick 19 for a superstar.
Oh, gee, thanks a million for pick 19. The best footballer of the last 20 years goes get pick 19.
That's how ridiculous it is.
So will it be reviewed? Will the AFL Commission?
They have to.
They've got to review it.
Probably
can
should.
Can you see it change next
well,
year?
Well, they should. What I hope they don't do is not give compensation, because that would be even bigger disaster if clubs in the middle and down the bottom lose stars and get nothing for it.
Not just him, Ditz, sorry to cut you off, but they're talking they're going to get Higgins, Brad Crouch.
Yep.
How do they, and there's Isaac Smith is another one that's been spoken about going Geelong. How the hell does this happen when they're potentially premiers?
What they do is they play for less. They're not selfish like a lot of players at a lot of clubs. Their number one priority is to win premierships, keep the best list together, and you know what? They might earn a little bit less, but they might get a few more medals around their neck.
Did the Adelaide
just
Crows,
like what Hawthorn did back when Hodgie was there and Ruffy, they were the last did it, and Geelong before that.
And the Adelaide Crows, have they done it?
Well, we haven't been in a good enough position to do
it. Well, hang on. In 2017, we played in the grand final. Did any boys take a pay cut to keep a brother?
I don't think anyone took pay cuts. No.
If I went to management and I wanted more money and the manager said, Jars, we're going to have to call you in and give you less because we need Dits to stay, how would you react to that?
Absolutely, lock it in.
There's no salary cap at Triple M, so you shouldn't have to do it.
No, well, you'll get that conversation.
There's still a budget.
There's a budget.
Budget.
And you've got 90% of it.
Budget.
Can you imagine?
It's a budget. Budget's only a word you use when you want to not pay someone enough.
No, but I would. Budget. Anyway, watch this.
How do you reckon I go on if I go in after Roo's negotiated his contract?
You'll get the jelly beans.
We have nothing.
left. So what, you want to be paid to work here? Yeah. You're kidding.
We can give you free coffees 3 days a week and parking half price.
Can you bring your own sugar, though, they say?
Should Paul go for Alia, Bernie?
Yes, I think they do.
Why?
Because they need a big, tall, key defender, Jars. It's been a problem. They can't match it with the big boys throughout the year. Their tallest key defender is what? Probably Cleary, 193 or something?
Jonas is taller than Cleary.
Can I point out a couple of things? We finished top of the ladder and we lost a prelim by one goal. What, you reckon we're in trouble, do you?
No, I'm not saying you're in trouble. I just think that takes you to the next level, Jars.
Defender.
They do need a key defender.
Yeah, they do. They need a key, they need someone like Alirelia. He could stand anyone.
They need a key forward, another key forward to assist Charlie Dixon.
Well, Georgiatis is meant to be coming on.
But Georgiatis is at third tall.
Yeah,
he's not a key.
You know what?
Marshall?
I had
and
a look
another gun midfielder. You need a classy midfielder.
Told you you shouldn't have played Marshall.
Oh, you did too.
I agree.
Well, you did
told
say
you
that.
You shouldn't play Darcy Byrne-Jones on Dusty too, Byrne.
Oh, and didn't did he ragdoll him?
You said that Darcy made him look silly.
That didn't go well.
No, I didn't. That was Tex.
Was it?
Yes.
What are we listening to the text
you
for?
Getting? Come on. I'm not that ugly.
I've had a look at Port's list, Dits, and I reckon it's time for a rebuild. Seriously.
You idiot.
Just worry about Hawthorn.
Now, you being a passionate, how are you feeling about it?
No, I was shattered. Totally shattered.
Because that's an opportunity they'll never get back.
Yeah, but when the siren went, Jars, I did ask myself, you know, am I satisfied with what I saw?
Right.
Well, they tried their guts out.
But are you really not satisfied, though, are you?
No, of course not. No. But they tried and they failed, and okay. I thought they played a better side. I think Richmond were good, and in fact, even though it was only 6 points, I really thought Richmond controlled it all night. Would that be fair?
Well, yeah. Not the first quarter and a half. I think Port won.
Second
that
half
part,
they controlled
the battle.
The game.
Then
they were never going to lose at Richmond.
I want to raise something with all of you experts on the panel. Explain deliberate out of bounds to me.
No, well, that was a terrible decision.
No, I'm not. No, I actually don't want to go on about that one.
It wasn't a bad.
The player was right there.
Go and have a close look at it.
The player was right there.
I reviewed all six the next day, and I'm telling you, at least five of them were right, and it's debatable whether the other one was wrong.
Yeah, but Roo, my issue is, and I said this to you already, we never know. We're
go
calling
back
the
and
games.
Watch them, Dits. I reckon you'll change your mind.
No, Roo, I haven't got an issue with what happened the other night. I honestly haven't. But looking at the whole year, you and I can never pick, are they going to pay this one or aren't they? You never know. You absolutely have no idea. And then for the next night, for them to not pay one for
changed.
The whole game.
Something happened.
Is it a rule or isn't it a rule? That's my issue with it.
I feel like, tell me if I'm wrong, that the first one paid in a game sets the tone for that game.
I think you're wrong.
Well, no, thank you for sure. Clearly.
Pardon? I think they should just abolish that stupid rule.
And do what?
What?
Well, if you're going to abolish the rule, well, then what are you going to do?
Last touch out of bounds.
Oh, so you want to bring the SNFL rule in?
Yes, absolutely. Yep, great rule.
If it's off the boot, I don't mind that. But clearly they had a conversation, Dits, to answer your question.
It's confusing.
They were deliberate from Friday night to Saturday night. Roo, there was...
I'm
not joshing. Just seriously, go back and have a look at them. It's on AFL 360 the other night.
Watched them.
When you watched them... They're all deliberate.
No, they're not.
They all on the Saturday night. They are
Friday then.
The Saturday night they didn't pay any, and there was probably three obvious ones.
And
but they had a
them.
Conversation.
What about the soccer off the ground
from
near
Friday
the grandstand, and it went out of bounds?
Yeah.
Soccer off. That's not out. That wasn't deliberate.
Which one?
The one that was it the Richmond player or the Port player? Soccered the ball off the ground because it was wet and dewy. It rolled out of bounds, and the umpire said it was deliberate. That was instinctive football.
Yeah.
That's not deliberate. He had no intention.
All right. Now the other one, which again happened in the Port Richmond game. Do we like the way they are doing holding the ball at the moment? Because, again, I can't pick it. I have no idea what holding the ball is and when it isn't.
No, no one knows. What's prior opportunity? If you've got the ball and you've got prior opportunity and the ball gets knocked out of your hands in the tackle, isn't that holding the ball?
I reckon it is.
They've relaxed that
in
the finals.
Changed.
Yeah, they've relaxed that.
But this is the frustration, right? They let three go and then they pay one. And that's when the crowd want to, burn the joint down. Like, hang on, you just let three go.
Yeah,
why are you picking that one? Either let everything go or don't. Like, it's, anyway.
Well, that's the mistake they're making. But they certainly have relaxed it.
Just don't get tackled when you've got the foot in your hands.
That's the Darren Jarman rule. I reckon the worst deliberate that was paid on Saturday night was against the Port fan for throwing the Bundy and Coke on Tom Winch. There is
deliberate.
No way a Port fan would throw a Bundy and Coke away. There is absolutely no way.
Clearly I thought
he
disguised
it. Clearly he got a life ban for that. But he
got 2 years. That's good by Port.
Well, boys, big news regarding Braddy Crouch, the Adelaide Crow. Brad Crouch. Now, Roo and Burn, he's chosen St Kilda as his preferred destination next season. He's off to St Kilda.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what?
Well, we all thought it was probably going to be Geelong or there was a sniff of Richmond.
Essendon, Burn.
Yeah.
Well, so, Rupert, what
was
does that
funny.
Mean?
A couple of weeks ago on the couch when St Kilda got knocked out by Richmond, both Jonathan Brown and Nick Revolt said that why aren't St Kilda going for Brad Crouch? They need more depth in their midfield.
Yeah.
And if you look at it from that perspective, it actually makes sense.
Mm. It
does. Put him in next to Jack Steele, Zach Jones, and a couple of young guys coming through. Like that's that. that completes them a little bit. Well, they're good down back, good up front with Ben King or like the young King coming through. Like Tim Membry forward. They've got Jade Gresham on the ground up there. So Butler was in the All-Australian squad. I just feel like that this might complete the St Kilda side. And they were good this year. Add him to that, Roo.
Well, if they get him for nothing, this is where the discussions that will happen from now on. So do they offer a big enough deal where Adelaide don't match, whether they're happy with the compensation that they get from St Kilda? So St Kilda could get him for nothing, just whatever wage they offer him. Whereas if they offer him, you know, low end, think they're going to get him cheap, then Adelaide can match and then you have to trade. Now, I think St Kilda have only got their late first round pick for him. Okay. So that'll be the discussion. Now that's what will have to happen. Both clubs get together and work out what happens.
What happens? So what categorizes that, Roo? So you're saying
how do you work out the compensation?
Yeah, and how much money? So what puts him, say, a first round pick after? So it'll be pick two.
This is
what puts him in the second round.
This is the frustrating thing for footy clubs, Byrne. So there's no set formula. There's no document you can get from the AFL to say, if he gets this and this, you'll get that.
Yep.
Okay. It's a bit of a, an AFL formula that they use. Generally speaking, to get a first round pick, you need to have 4 to 5 years on north of $750.
Ooh,
right? So you don't get that easy.
Yeah.
Anything less than that, you might get at the end of the first round or the start of the second and then down from there. So let's just say if it was 3 years at 600, you'd be getting an end of second round pick. So there's a lot at stake here for Adelaide fans. Great for Brad if he gets a long-term deal, if that's what he wants, if that's his number one thing in his career, to get to a successful club and a long-term contract, then he could be happy as well.
Will Adelaide match the offer from St Kilda?
Well, we don't know what the offer is.
Yeah, but when it does come through.
Well, it depends what the offer is.
What's the order? So the offer comes
From St Kilda.
Yep. So say it's 4 years at 650, then Adelaide obviously find out about that. You don't know what your compensation pick is until the deal's done. Well, or do you find out what it's going to be and you make a decision on that? Or how does that work? Because you can't match something that you don't know.
That's right. We're speaking in hypotheticals here. Forget Brad Crouch for a minute. Yep. Let's just say any player. So, yeah, you'd get your deal from the other club. You'd work out whether you want to keep that player. If you wanted to keep him, you'd work out whether you can afford him. And if both those things work, you can match. And then at that point, then you've got to start going to the opposition club. And if the player says, no, I actually don't want to stay here, I want to go there, well, then you have to work out a trade.
Yeah,
I'm a bit flat, you know, because he's my boy. He's the best and fairest at the Adelaide Crows. It's tough, but obviously you guys have seen this coming and you're prepared for it.
It's a business on both sides.
Yeah,
the player wants long term and money and all that sort of stuff. So
Brett Bratton's had a lot of conversations with young Brad Crouch too. So no doubt that got over.
What do you mean?
Well, they've had multiple conversations.
Since when?
Well, that's just what it's reported.
Have you been saying that?
Not at all. Not at all.
But you know that. So this has been in the pipeline for a while. You've been saying Richmond. You've been saying Geelong.
Yeah, I have.
You haven't said anything about St Kilda. Have you been keeping that quiet?
No, I haven't. Not at all.
Yes, you have. No, you just said he's had multiple conversations. Yeah,
that's what it's reported here. It's reported here. It's understood. Brett Ratton on the article that's come out, he's had multiple conversations with Crouch.
Well, that's not to be surprised. Nothing. I mean, Chris Scott said he'd been speaking to Jeremy Cameron.
So there you go.
Mm. Not allowed to, though, are you, Roo?
Yes, you are allowed to.
Oh,
I think everyone does it.
Everyone does it.
No, but are you allowed to? I don't think you are.
You know,
until the grand final's finished.
Rule anyway.
Yeah, it is. So there you go. Big news coming out of Westlake. So make sure we get something good for him.
It's not my decision. It's what he gets paid from the opposition.
Okay. Orazio Fantasia, would you pick him up?
Sounds like Port Adelaide are having a red hot crack.
30 games in 3 years.
I wouldn't pick him up, no.
Well,
and you know I've been strong on this bloke.
Yeah.
No, don't go near him.
Port Adelaide, if they get his body right, they could have another very good player. If.
Burn.
Yeah. I'm picking him up for a third round pick.
If third round. You're not going to get him off Essendon for third round.
Oh, well, I'm not taking him.
I reckon you'll get him, but
I'm out.
You're out then.
Mm. How much are you prepared to pay in cash?
Under the table?
No. What's the contract going to have to be?
I'd give him.
He's on 600 next year at Essendon.
2 years.
2 years at about 450, 500.
Won't get him with it.
Well, he's not.
And Ditz, why? Why does Port need a Fantasia?
Yeah, I'm not sure we do. With the talent we've got.
Absolutely.
Around the sort of goal square, you know, little kicking forwards and
so
the like.
So that means they'll put Dersmer and Butters and Rosie on ball next year.
Well, Dersmer plays on the wing.
And he can play that role? No, I'm just, I'm talking to Ditz.
Look, he's a class player. I know he's a class player, but yeah, I don't know whether we'd pick him
up. Big risk for me. Anyway, now what about Kenny Hinckley, coach of the year? Congratulations to Kenny. But shouldn't the premiership shouldn't the premiership coach be the coach of the year?
Oh, well, Alistair Clarkson's never won one.
He's never won it, not once. How's Clarko never been coach of the
and
year?
And Kenny's done a a pretty good job this year.
Oh, he's done a great job.
But I would look for me. Coach of the year is the premiership coach. They do it in the sample when they pick the team of the year.
Well, it hasn't been in the AFL, and it's
so what's
stupid
the criteria
that Alistair Clarkson
for Kenny
hasn't
to win it. What's the criteria of getting coach of the
year? Well, I guess they take all things into consideration, don't they? I mean, they've come from outside the eight to finish top of the ladder.
Can I ask don't all of the other coaches vote for it?
I don't know who votes for it.
I remember one year when Neil Craig was coach of the Crows. He told me that he voted for the Frio coach at the time, and I said, why? And he said, because I've looked at the list and I've looked at how many games they won. He said, I think he's done an outstanding job. So it wasn't just about winning the premiership.
Right. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. So that's another way of looking at it,
isn't it?
Well done to Kenny.
How long do you think, I mean, he's got a trigger now to give him a contract for 2021.
Year. Right.
If you're Ken Hinckley, what's your strategy? If you're Port Adelaide, what are you thinking you should do for Ken Hinckley? Byrne.
Well, obviously, if you're Ken Hinckley, you want as long a deal as you can get. But I think there's the clause coming into coaching contracts now, Roo, that saves clubs from paying, like a North Melbourne at the moment, if they get a new coach next year, they'll be paying three coaches at once, still paying them out. So, I mean, does a contract mean anything then if they can kick you out and only pay you out 6 months? Like, I don't see why Port Adelaide should sign him for any more than 2 years. It just gets you into trouble if you start falling down the ladder.
He pushed him for four last time, didn't he?
Well, yeah, but then if you got this clause in your contract, four doesn't really mean much if you don't go in too well. And I think it's safe. I think you need this clause in coaching contracts
now. What clause are you talking about?
Well, there's been a discussion around Ditz that if you sign a coach, say 3 or 4 years, doesn't really matter. The club have got the ability to call that at any stage, and at the end of that season, they might cut someone halfway through the year and sack them. But they instead of the 6 months kicks in from the end of the season, so they get paid out 6 months if they've got an extra year, two years, 3 years, doesn't matter. Yeah, so it doesn't matter how long you've got to go. You just get paid out six months. So it saves a lot of money because there's not a lot of money around in the AFL and footy clubs at the moment. So it saves them from the North Melbourne situation at the moment, paying Brad Scott and potentially now Reece Shaw as well.
Might as well do that with the players as well.
Well, let's do it. Why not?
Yeah, I like that.
The players want everything in their favour at the moment. I feel like that we're in a industry now that and an economic climate that we need to do that some of that stuff to save football clubs.
I don't want to be cruel here to Reece Shaw, but as an outsider looking on, why would they have to pay him if he doesn't coach them next year? Because it won't be his decision.
Well, he's sick.
I know that. But North Melbourne have had no part in that, have they?
Well, that's a good point, depends on who you listen to. That, you know, I think he probably had the illness when they recruited him.
Yeah. Then that would enhance what I'm saying. That it would enhance the argument that they shouldn't have to pay him.
So if a player gets mental health, they get paid. If you get mental health at Triple M, you get paid.
We should try that, Ditz.
Yeah. No, look, but he's a contracted worker. He's not on salary, is he?
I suspect it's catered for in his contract somewhere.
Okay.
Anyway, so you're saying 2 years for Kenny?
I think 2 years. Because if you've got that clause in your contract, it doesn't matter if you give him 10 years. You can finish it when you
What's
want.
What's your basically. Vibe, Ditz?
Yeah.
Is it a three-year deal? Is it a four-year deal? Or should the Kangaroos come in?
I think two more at this stage. This is not about Ken Hinckley. No. I'm like this with everybody. Yeah. Just keep performing.
Yeah, that's
it. Whoever you are, keep performing, you've got another 2 years.
I like it.
don't you think?
I think review his contract on the first of each month. We'll put him on monthly contract. Oh,
monthly. Yeah, that's what Jazz is on at the moment. Depending if he says something stupid.
I review daily, Burn.
He could say anything at any stage.
As we know.
High risk.
Now, right. Lemo, I know you'll have a take
here
on this. MCG turf making its way to the Gabba.
Seriously. No. This is, not only is it sad, Rebel Sport are paying for it, by the way, so it's not like it's a state government initiative or an AFL initiative. It's a Rebel Sport initiative.
I thought
it'd
be a hydroponic shop that were paying for it.
But that it's going to go up there. They're putting it into the Gabba, this bit of turf. It's not quarantining for 14 days, and it won't be wearing a face mask. So this is a big risk the AFL are taking.
Well, the virus can be on the grass. It can be on the surface for 28 days or something. Why can't it be on grass?
Mm. There we go. It could be. So who knows who's been rolling around on that MCG turf in disease-ridden Melbourne.
I actually want Gillon McLachlan to come out and tell us who was the person that raised this at their meeting at AFL House and said this would be a good idea. That person should clear their desk and never work at the AFL
again. Well, Burn, you did this on Burns Beef yesterday.
I did.
Top rating segment around the world.
Yes.
Sorry, I missed
it. You said about... they said romance.
Yeah, there's romance. This is the reason. God.
Yeah,
and,
what a load of rubbish.
What was his title, Jars, for the MCG?
Grass roller.
You smacked him.
It was something about a turf manager, and Michael Salvatore was his name.
That's
the MCG turf manager, and he said there's a romance in knowing that part of the G will be at the Gabba, and their initiative was let's put the G in the Gabba.
He should be turfed out, Michael.
He should be in marketing, that fella.
No, so they're hoping when the players run out, it crosses their minds that some of the G's there, and it gives them a boost.
What a slap in the face for Brisbane.
And how much did it cost, Burn?
$100,000
$100,000
If it was the Adelaide Oval and they did it here, I reckon we'd protest.
No, it'd be an uproar.
I'd spray it with Miranda.
It's a slap in the face.
You couldn't do it at Adelaide. There's no G's in Adelaide Oval. There's a G in Gabba, you see. It works beautifully. Now, is it the MC Gabba or is it the MCG Abba?
I like the MCG Abba.
Surely play a couple of Abba tunes. Mamma mia, here we go again.
Now, can we just change lanes? It ditch your knee.
Yeah.
How is it?
Very good, thank you.
We missed you last week.
No, I'm all set, ready to play.
He was that good. He went for a 7-hour bender the next day just to test it out.
Ditch, by the way, what did they find? We had a few theories on the show here last week on the pod. What did they find in your neck? Is it true that they found a squash racket signed by your hanger
Kara? Yeah, they did, Actually, a Japanese prisoner of war came out with his hands up.
Small heart.
Come on. Did the nurses get a surprise when they lifted up your gown and you're out?
Passed out.
And they saw William
when
Wallace.
When I woke up, they were all on the floor. They passed out.
They found half a dozen Victorian oranges with fruit fly.
But you're right. You recovered well.
Fantastic.
How many operations
you.
On the knee now?
14.
Oh, that's...
It's such a brutal sport,
it
squash.
It is. It is.
The toll it takes on your body.
That's the toughest.
Name you reckon, the top 10 toughest squash players.
You reckon that SAS is tough? Try playing squash players.
Give me a bit of space, Roo, while I go through my favourite squash players.
Give us your top three most intimidating squash players other than Ditz.
Hard to narrow it down to 10, I tell you. Let me get back to you on that one, guys.
Oh, Ditz. God love you. Well, at least you're here,
mate. Right, you've got. Stop having a go at me. Hey, what about 17,000 at the NFL Grand Final? That's fantastic. Yeah.
That's good. 27.
That's terrible, Ruth. You're laughing at the NFL.
I'm laughing at 17,000. Yeah, I am.
And you weren't even there.
Yeah, but there's a couple of clubs that don't have massive pulling power.
Correct.
If it was Norwood Glenelg, you would have had 30 there, 35.
Sturt Norwood.
Yep, Sturt Norwood.
Oh, you're not allowed it.
17,000. They would have given away most of those tickets too.
Yeah, they gave away 5,000 tickets.
Five of the... Yeah. So it would have had 12,000.
Jars, future of the SNFL, how would you run it? What would you do?
Oh, mate, I'm very nervous about it.
Surely we... It's
I'd be
time
nervous
for
if you're in charge of it,
Ditch, I'll reduce the list sizes because the salary cap's coming down. I'd abolish the reserves
Get rid of the reserves.
Yeah,
got to go.
The grand final should have been played on a Saturday, not a Sunday.
Why?
Well, because you got the two
hard
prelims.
To get on the source
but hang on. Yeah, exactly. And you got the prelim on the Friday night and the Saturday night. We can squeeze it in between on a Saturday.
Okay.
2 o'clock down here. bring back some of the
Caulfield Cup.
Where the balloons? Remember, you used to balloons. I let the balloons go before they run out.
Yeah,
I miss all that.
Put it on the big screen.
Yeah, there's got to be some big. The landscape's going to change. Has to change. The Port Adelaide and the Adelaide Crows will come back into the comp next year. So 10-team comp.
Mm-hmm.
But money wise, it's going to be very tight.
Yeah. Where do you pick 200?
Yeah, where do you pick your top up players? How do you pick your league side when you don't have a reserve team?
Hang on,
go back to the waffle. Go back to the amateur league.
Country zones,
and they'll have 17s and 19s.
Bern, if you're a 23-year-old running around in the reserves, seriously, have a look in the mirror. I mean that. Yeah, like, there's no point.
You don't reckon there's any pride in playing reserves?
They're list cloggers, mate.
Play under 19s and you're a 17 or an 18-year-old lad, your next step should be into the league side. Yeah.
No, I agree. They shouldn't have reserves either, actually. You can't ever gut people for playing
anyway,
reserves.
Anyway, Eagles were the better side on the day. Well done to Jade Sheed. He done a terrific job.
Gee, that 9-goal second quarter, that was amazing. Your mate, Rowie, he's our mate, my mate. His lad can play.
Jimmy.
Will he get picked up?
Well, when you talk to some officials down at the Adelaide Crows, no. They reckon he doesn't tackle.
How do you
he's too
bring
slow.
It into the Crows? Why would you bring the Crows into that?
Because the Adelaide Crows reckon he's too small,
who
too slow,
that?
And doesn't tackle. Your people. Your people down there.
So he's been given that feedback,
has he? Yes, he has, yeah. Carlton has spoken to him.
All right, well, then there's other
Carlton
clubs.
Carlton needs a small forward.
He doesn't have to play for the Crows.
Yeah, exactly right. His footy IQ is right up there. He's smart, he's aggressive.
Agent clubs haven't picked him up for the last 3 years.
But why? Because they reckon he doesn't defend. Mate, he laid 10 tackles last week, didn't he, Burn? Kick five.
He
did turn the game.
He's had a breakout year.
Let's go with Tyson Stengel and Nick Davis and Bobby Davis. Let's just go with those blokes.
Hang on.
Isn't it great how Jar supports his own club?
I do support my own club.
Peru, as we know in the last couple of years, we've seen people, Podsy Adley springs to mind, people can mature at that age.
And
for 3 years,
recruits.
People haven't picked him up, but I don't think they still could.
I think he'll get picked up too.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Couple of other lads, Jones in defence for the Eagles is a star. But what about the lad off halfback Ware? I think he's quite good.
Are we looking at him? He's a beautiful mover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kicks the ball nicely, doesn't he?
Takes the kick-ins.
Yep.
He's lovely.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rue doesn't know him.
He does.
Very non-commutable.
Ian Callanan was a good example of that, Rue.
Oh,
he's picked up at 28.
There's Paul Piopolo.
There's some great stories.
A great one. Yeah.
The other lad I like at the Eagles is young Goldsworthy.
Yeah.
Oh, my boy.
Your boy.
He's from over there. Yeah, isn't he from near your...
Had a great career.
He's from.
What position?
Half forward, midfield.
He tried to take
back.
Bernie's sister out, but Tim the farmer stepped in and said, on your bike, son.
Back to Caramulka, thanks, mate.
Mm-hmm. Jars, you had something to say about him on the weekend.
Speaking of people that have been stiff not to be on AFL list, he has to be one of them.
Well, I agree. I don't know why the Crows ignore some of these young, talented players. I don't understand the recruiting down there at the Adelaide Crows. Do you, Roo?
No, don't, mate. I don't know what's going on down there.
Easy, that's dangerous territory. Don't look at me like that.
Dangerous territory,
Put those eyes away. Burn.
Oh, he's not having
any comments.
There's smoke coming out.
Easy. It was just spur of the moment.
No, that's all right. I'll just let it go. You got nothing nice to say? It's don't say anything.
I thought you nailed it, Jazz.
I thought I sounded like Tex then.
Yeah, you did.
I did wonder if Rue was in the studio there for a moment.
Did you?
Very good. Hey, guys. Can we talk about Mad Monday for a sec? I know Tommy Rockliffe, did he give the 3-2-1s for the Port players on their Mad Monday? Yes. Who did get the votes?
Tom Cleary got the votes for we put him in three categories.
Yeah,
we had the best on, just the stayer, was Tom Cleary. We had an up-and-coming surprise packet who was, I think he said, Zach Butters.
Yes, he did.
Oh, and then Zachy.
I had a category that I said, the big letdown. The guy
the
you expect.
Disappointed.
You expect everything, and they give absolute
stuff
donuts, nothing. They take off early, and you never see him again until day one of preseason starts.
And that was
Robbie Gray.
Oh.
What? Robbie Gray?
Yeah.
No. Disappointing.
Yeah. No.
Let us down.
Look, when you've got kids and you're over 30.
Kids not engaged 3 days.
I don't care if you're six.
Can we go back? Can we go back
still,
to the...
You would have been there.
Can we go back to the glory days where you blokes... Where you blokes had a decent Mad Monday.
Yeah.
Can we just revisit for a second? This is a news report. Eddie Maguire's the journo, actually. It's 1993. This is the Footscray Mad Monday and they're talking to Simon Atkins, who got himself into a little bit of trouble with his missus.
Atkins has another chance tonight in the Brownlow. He needs something to pick up his spirits. Two nights on the town with his mates has been enough for girlfriend Shannon, who delivered his belongings and his eviction notice to the Albert Hotel today.
Oh, yeah, I think that'll work itself out, though.
All your gear's out in the back of the pub here.
It certainly is, yeah. It's a bit of a joke, though, I think. I hope.
Not sure how that relationship finished up. And then Ed went on to speak to an assistant coach who used to be at Richmond.
Specialist coach Robert McGee, a member of Richmond's 73 and 74 premiership sides, says it's an occupational hazard.
Try and find 13 mates. In 74, we had 14 divorcees, so, well, it's a team game, so you may as well keep it up as a team game and see if you can get 13 mates to be in the divorcees club.
We're just sitting here with a few drinks and you want to see the dry cleaner come through and wash machine and his golf clubs, and the poor blokes have been kicked out of home, but... I think the girls should understand. I mean, it's, we only do it once in a year, and that's it. But
I suspect it's not once in a year, by the way.
That was actually me pleading with Kate last Sunday.
Oh, Mad Mondays. Hey. Yeah, they're not what they used to be.
No. Called Silly Saturday and Wacky Wednesday.
Dressing up.
Clubs don't like them anymore.
No.
I remember when Jars went out to buy some milk and he came home about 3 days later. Didn't you?
Why do we keep bringing that up?
What happened there?
No, I'm not going there again.
Did you get the milk?
No, I didn't.
Forgot the milk. When he got home, he felt like he'd been milked.
Anyway.
What was it with the Germans and sleeping in gardens and stuff? After DJ. We won the flag in 98, we had grand final
parade,
100,000 people, John Olsen's premier.
That's it.
Called up Darren Jarman, nowhere to be seen. He was still asleep in his front yard.
In his jacket.
He wasn't allowed in.
No. it's a funny story.
The good old days.
So he jumped the fence and he landed in the rose bushes down at Glenelg, and he just stayed there for about 7 hours. And he woke up and his face was red.
Sprinklers woke him up.
And he reckons he went inside to go and crack another can, and he's turned the TV on and there you all were driving. And there was a cardboard cutout of DJ in the car.
great memory.
Oh, shit, I should be there. And 74 missed calls from BJ.
Darren, where are you?
Correct way.
Anyway, good fun.
Hey, Roo, is it true that the Crows are already back training?
No.
What?
No.
Fair to say you need the work. You need the extra training.
Exactly.
And training the already.
News, the good news, Dits, is they're broadcasting it. It's on Channel 7 called SAS Australia.
That's what the camp looks
don't
like.
Don't mention camps, Limo.
Well,
don't.
I'll tell you what, they need
what
a camp.
What are they doing back for? They're not
dedicated. They've had a kick up the backside. Yeah. They're responding to exactly what you'd expect.
They'll be burnt out by Mark. Again.
We'll get another spoon, another
what
round.
What kind of training are they doing?
What?
What kind of training is it?
A bit of ballet and stuff.
Oh,
like that.
Let's work.
That's how they play too.
That's not swimming. On.
Is the whole squad back, Roo? How many are back?
I don't get involved before Christmas.
He's got no idea.
I didn't see him down at Next Generation. they were sweating away down there. I didn't see Ditzo.
Why won't I be there?
You remember.
I had a knee op.
That's right.
Still
do rehabilitation.
Still do rehab.
Don't use words you can't spell, Rick.
R-E-H-A-B.
All right. Now, who's going to win the grand final?
I think the Tigers.
Why?
Because they're just too good. They just get the job done. Dusty's the best finals footballer in the history. They got a good forward line. They got speedy forwards. They got depth in their midfield. They got great backs. I think Noah Boulder can do the job on Hawkins. I think Grimes can go to Dangerfield when he's forward. There's no chinks in their armour. Maybe, Nankervis, but he was nearly best on last week up against Port's two tools, which were disappointing. But he's only got to go against Reece Stanley, but Reece is going pretty well as well. So I think the Tigers will get up, even though they've had a tougher game to get over. And Geelong, you know, they're very focused on winning the flag.
See what Richmond won't do is let Ablett run around the way Brisbane did.
Absolutely.
No one on him at all.
Daniel Rich. That was a gutsy, stupid matchup, that one.
Yep.
You can't have an attacking halfback flanker on someone who needs to be minded.
Couldn't defend himself in court, right?
I've been working on that. Jars, who's going
to
win?
I think Richmond, for me.
Yep.
Very good to watch. They're class, and they've been there. They know how to do it. They've got three gears, haven't they? They've got three different types of gears they can go to.
What are they?
Well,
slow, medium,
first,
and quick.
I was waiting for Jars to tell me what gears they were.
But they're slow, intensity, medium, and pressure. Quick. No, but they're pressure gauge. You know, they know when to go, when they know when to stop. And the last quarter against Port LA went to another level. You could tell. Compared to the first half, but for me, Richmond.
All right, Limo.
I hate to say it, but Richmond, I just don't want Dusty to win the Norm Smith. Because that would be the first person ever to win three, and I don't want him to pass Luke Hodge and Gary Ayres and Andrew McLeod for that matter.
He can leave his car at the MCG for another 6 months again.
Byrne?
Yeah, I hate to be on repeat, but I think Richmond. I think Geelong defend too deep. And if the ball gets on the ground in their forward line, it looks like it's going to be potentially wet. I reckon the small forwards of Richmond will just clean up.
Anyone who can beat Port is going to win the flag, I think.
Too much midfield space for Richmond to work through.
Reckon? Yeah, Tigers too good.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you've been listening to The Bump with Byrne, Limo, Roo, Jars and Ditz. We'll do it all again next week as we wrap up the grand final.